The St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facility and, by extension, the Department of Correctional Services has a lot to be proud of. Stay with us to hear more about how the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facility has been making significant waves within and beyond its walls.
The vast majority of the approximately 4,000 inmates in our correctional system will be released into society within a few years. And so it is essential that we have a healthy, rehabilitative prison environment to prepare them for this reentry.
A 1999 report by the United Kingdom Chief of Inspector of Prisons indicates that a healthy prison is one in which the weakest prisoners feel safe, all prisoners are busily occupied, are expected to improve themselves, and are given the opportunity to do so. A healthy prison is also one where all prisoners can strengthen links with their families and prepare for release. The government is cognizant of the qualities of a healthy penal system. However, several challenges have arisen on the road to transforming the penal system in Jamaica.
A major obstacle to achieving this healthy environment has been our centuries-old institutions that were designed with an eye to punishment rather than rehabilitation.
Minister Bunting says severe overcrowding in the country's two maximum security facilities is another barrier to attaining a healthy prison environment. Despite the resource constraints and limitations, Jamaica's oldest penal facility is on a mission of transformation. The St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facility, with Senior Superintendent Ruben Kelly at its helm, represents a ray of hope and a model for other institutions to follow. Since the appointment of Senior Superintendent Kelly in 2013, a wave of positive change has taken place at the correctional facility.
An agriculture program was started and expanded, with cash crops and small livestock, including rearing tilapia. A 4-H club was started, and it has already won first place awards in gardening competitions at the parish and regional levels. A band was started with donated instruments, and a sound system built using inmate labor. A rising star type competition is held monthly with local and guest artists.
Although their freedom is restricted, the voices of the inmates are permitted to be extended beyond the perimeter wall of the institution on various issues including religion, current affairs, and sports. The inmates at the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Center operate their own radio station, Free FM. The station is located on 88.9 on the FM band and can be picked up in Spanish Town and adjoining areas.
The health clinic was expanded and a barber shop constructed, both from donated materials and inmate labor. A juice packaging plant has been established and the inmate workers certified as food handlers by the public health department. The old bakery with an arcane brick oven now produces enough bread for inmates in all correctional facilities except Richmond Farm and Port Augusta.
The mechanic shop, which had been shut down for over a decade, has also been reopened and is now repairing, free of labor costs, several of the vehicles of the Department of Correctional Services. But the transformation doesn't end there.
Violence at the institution has declined from an average of 15 incidents per week to one incident per week.
Due in large part to the recently implemented End Violence project at the facility, there were no violent incidents recorded in the months of February and March 2015. The correctional facility has also pioneered a new shift system where prison cells are unlocked at 6:30 a.m.
Inmates, rather than spending 5 or 6 hours per day outside, are now out of their cells for up to 13 hours per day, meaning longer hours for gainful activities.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. He says the initiatives at the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facility will be replicated in all penal institutions in a bid to restore the dignity of inmates and prepare them to re-enter society as productive citizens.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.